Governor Bill Walker gave more reasons on Thursday as to why he opposes the latest bill to repeal the Affordable Care Act. Bill sponsors say it will give states more flexibility in health care, but Walker says that's not enough.
Flexibility is something that I'm interested in as a state, as a governor, of course, but with significantly less money to work with, that's not the balance I'm looking for. So more flexibility and significantly less money doesn't work for Alaska.
Walker says he has spoken several times with U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, whose vote could help determine the bill's fate. Walker says both he and Murkowski want to know how the bill will affect the state. Walker is an independent and Murkowski is a Republican.
We've had very good discussions, the senator and I have, and we have basically compared notes about what we're both receiving input and data, sometimes from the same people, and we're just kind of comparing notes, trying to understand, you know, the impact on Alaska from what's being proposed.
The bill would discontinue federal financial support of the state's Medicaid expansion. Walker says Congress may be moving too quickly to determine what will happen to Alaskans.
It's unknown, really, with any specificity, what the impact on Alaska is going to be. And so with that unknown, my concern is the process is one that concerns me a great deal.
In a letter to Congress, Walker joined with 9 other governors from both major parties in opposing the bill. Some Republican members of Congress are trying to pass it by September 30th. After that, the rules would make it easier for Senate Democrats to block the bill.